Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the New Testament Stories book, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you, too.
I belong to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I know who I am. I know God's plan. I follow Him in faith. I believe in the Savior Jesus Christ. I'll honor His name. I'll do what is right.
If you remember, last week we talked about Zacharias and his wife Elizabeth. They were Jews who lived near Jerusalem. They obeyed God's commandments. For many years they prayed to have a baby. When they were old, they still had no children. Zacharias was a priest in the temple. One day, an angel named Gabriel came to him. Gabriel said that God would answer Zacharias and Elizabeth's prayer. They would have a baby. Gabriel said that they should name the baby John. Gabriel said that John would be a righteous prophet of God. He would teach people about Jesus Christ. Zacharias did not believe the angel. Elizabeth was too old to have a baby. Gabriel said that because he did not believe what God had promised, Zacharias would not be able to talk until John was born. We also talked about Jesus' mother, Mary. Mary and Joseph lived in Nazareth. They were very good people. They loved each other and were going to get married. One day the angel Gabriel came to Mary. He told Mary that God would bless her. Gabriel told Mary that she would be the mother of the Son of God. His name would be Jesus, and he would be the King of all righteous people. Mary said that she would obey Heavenly Father and be the mother of Jesus.
How could the Father tell the world of love and tenderness? He sent His Son, a newborn babe, with peace and holiness. How could the Father show the world the pathway we should go?
Children at home, please turn to chapter 3, John the Baptist is born, on page 10.
The angel Gabriel told Mary that Elizabeth was also going to have a baby boy. Mary and Elizabeth were relatives.
Mary went to visit Elizabeth. The Holy Ghost told Elizabeth that Mary would be the mother of Jesus Christ. Mary and Elizabeth thanked God for blessing them. Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months. Then Mary went home to Nazareth.
Elizabeth's son was born. Her friends and family were happy. They thought that the baby should have the same name as his father, Zacharias. But Elizabeth said that his name should be John. Everyone was surprised.
The people asked Zacharias what the baby's name should be. Zacharias still could not talk, so he wrote, "His name is John."
Then Zacharias was able to speak again. He was filled with the Holy Ghost. He told the people that Jesus Christ would soon be born and that John would prepare the people for him.
John grew up to be a great prophet. He taught people about Jesus Christ.
What did Mary do after she finished speaking with the angel Gabriel?
She went to Elizabeth.
Right. What did Mary and Elizabeth have in common?
They were both pregnant and they were relatives.
What does it say about Mary and Elizabeth that they were both promised children by an angel?
That their babies would also be two boys.
That their sons would do important work on the earth.
What does the Lord promise us if we are righteous?
That we'll be able to live with him again.
Eternal life and resurrection.
Why did Zacharias and Elizabeth decide to name their son John?
Because Gabriel told them to.
Elizabeth's friends and family were surprised when they heard that the baby's name would be John. Just like this in our lives. Sometimes Heavenly Father asks us to do things that we did not expect or that may be hard for us. What can we do to be ready when those moments arrive?
Pray. We can buy baby stuff. If you don't have any,
listening to the Spirit?
Absolutely. What did Zacharias do after he was able to speak again?
He agreed that their son's name should be John.
He said that Jesus would be born.
Zacharias told the people that John would prepare the way for Jesus. Why was it important to have someone prepare the world for the coming of the Savior?
So that people wouldn't be surprised and still be sinning while the Savior's on the earth.
How can we help prepare the hearts of others to learn about Jesus?
Maybe you could make some brownies for your neighbor or something that's lonely.
Set a good example for others.
Do we have to be great prophets to teach others about Jesus Christ?
No.
Who can testify and teach of Jesus?
Yourself?
The prophets and other people.
Missionaries?
What can we do to become better missionaries of Jesus Christ?
Try to teach others as a missionary would while you're still preparing to be a missionary.
You could listen to the prophet.
Take a friend to church so they can be prepared.
Listen to general conference.
Did Jesus really live again? Yes, when the third day came, he wakened and he left the tomb. He called Mary's name. Did Jesus come to those he loved? Yes, people touched his feet.
If you're just joining us, welcome to Scripture Stories presented by the Mormon Channel. We have been talking about the birth of John the Baptist. Open your New Testament Stories book and join us. During this last chapter, we talked about the birth of John the Baptist. His mission was very important. He prepared the way for the ministry of Jesus. Just like John the Baptist, we can teach others of Jesus and help prepare room for him in their hearts. I know that if we do this, we will be happy and we will feel closer to Heavenly Father in Jesus. Now turn to chapter 4, Joseph and the Angel, on page 12.
Joseph was a good and kind man. He and Mary were to be married. When he learned that Mary was to have a baby, he didn't know what to do. Because the baby was not his child, he thought he should not marry her.
One night, an angel came to Joseph in a dream and told him that Mary's baby was the Son of God. The angel told Joseph to marry Mary and to name her baby Jesus. Jesus was to be the Savior of the world.
Joseph obeyed the angel and married Mary.
Why did Joseph think that he should not be married to Mary?
Because it was not his child.
Have you ever been confused about something in your life?
Yes.
What can we do when we are confused about something?
Pray.
What did the angel tell Joseph to do?
To marry Mary.
Joseph received a dream in response to his question. In what other ways does Heavenly Father answer the questions that we might have?
He gives you a warm feeling and tells you something, and you can pretty much think it or hear it in the back of your head or something like that.
How do you think Joseph felt to know that he would help to raise and teach the Savior of the world?
Happy, glad,
important.
Joseph showed his obedience by following the counsel of the angel. Why is it so important to be obedient?
So that we can be resurrected.
Somebody might tell you to do something, and if you don't do it, then you might get hurt or something.
Great. How can you show obedience to your parents?
By doing what they say.
Like if they tell you to clean your room, you should obey them.
How can you show obedience to Heavenly Father?
Pray and read the scriptures.
Doing what He says when He answers our prayers.
There's a right way to live and be happy. It is choosing the right every day. I am learning the teachings of Jesus. They will help me and show me. Choose the right way and be happy. I must always choose the right. Through the gospel I learn to be prayerful, to have faith, to repent, to obey. And I know if I live by His teachings, I will truly be happy each day. Choose the right way and be happy. I must always choose the right.
Children, I know that we will be blessed if we are always obedient to our Heavenly Father. With His help, we can do anything that we are asked to do. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He has taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week, we'll read chapter 5, Jesus Christ is Born.
See you next week.